Park City Manager Diane Foster says while city officials aren't part of any ongoing negotiations between the two resort powerhouses, she says city officials have met with both Powder and Vail Resorts executives. While the city says it's moving forward as if it's business as usual, she says that's not making light of the situation. The city fully recognizes the possible implications of having a non-operable resort.
We don't really have standing in this. This is a private lawsuit between three companies. And I don't want to minimize the potential impact on the community. I think there is a general awareness both among city council staff as well as business community, the chamber, et cetera. In fact, Bill Malone and I meet on a regular basis, and we talk about making sure where are things. So, for example, when Bill came back from the Mountain Travel Symposium, which is kind of the first event where big tour operators from around the world make bookings, he said everyone asked about the lawsuit, but it didn't affect anyone's booking. So right now, my personal perspective is that the 2014-2015 season will be fine. That's my personal perspective, and that, you know, things will work out after that. But I don't want to minimize the seriousness of what this is.
Park City has a vested interest in the future of Park City Mountain Resort, not only for the thousands of dollars of annual sales tax income, but the city also has an agreement to build a parking structure and transit center at the base of the resort. It also leases water to the resort, and it has a development agreement with the resort that was approved when density was transferred off the mountain in order for the Montage to be built on the slopes of Deer Valley and then annexed into Park City. As part of that development agreement, the former owners of the ski terrain at the heart of the lease dispute, United Park City Mines Company, proposed that in return for the density transfer and annexation, it would not impair the resort, but allow for the continued operation and growth of the resort. The city, according to attorney Mark Harrington, in a sworn statement, required that because city officials felt that it was critical that Park City's base facility and the alpine terrain function as part of an integrated ski resort. Foster says she can't speak to that agreement, but does say that the city is very interested in making sure that something is open, even if it is a terrain park, then shutting down all operations.
A terrain park resort will bring in more revenue than a resort being closed. Will it bring in as much as, and I'll tell you, we've actually done analysis on what do we think it would bring in from a sales tax perspective, and how would it affect the local businesses. And so we've gone ahead and done that analysis, and while it is better than not being open at all, it wouldn't result in the skier visits that you see now. I mean, the 1.8 million amongst our three resort skier visits is a stunning number, particularly when you consider the average lift ticket price.
Given the numerous agreements between the city and Park City Mountain Resort, she couldn't speculate whether the city would even insist that it become more involved in settling the lease dispute. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.